Welcome to another edition of From the Stables. I'm Pete Staples from TasRacing.com.au and talking to Cressy-based trainer Cameron Thompson, who will take three of his stable tenants to Devonport on Sunday. Welcome to the show, Cameron.
Good morning, Pete. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's. You were a bit stiff last week, ahead Bob in a couple of finishes and one in particular, and you get the dirt. It's been a while since you've had a winner, but maybe Sunday you'll break through. Let's talk about your first two runners in race one, Trojan Storm and Limerick City. First of all, Trojan Storm, working up to a win, but got a bit of weight.
Yeah, no, look, he always generally cops the weight because we try and keep him in the grades that he's probably more a chance to get that bob. But, look, he's always thereabouts and he never, ever runs a bad race. So I'm sure he'll be fighting out the finish on Sunday, no doubt.
He's drawn Barrier 3, which is a good gate for him. But your other runner, Limerick City, was drawn the Gowdy Barrier 1 with David Perez aboard. So you've got David Perez on Limerick City and Kyle Maskeel, Trojan Storm. Limerick City gets his chance?
Yeah, look, I actually thought he ran quite bravely on Sunday. I mean, he's only beat 2.5 lengths and he had it quite tough. He never got a chance to lead and he's just a bit one-dimensional. If he doesn't lead, he normally doesn't quite try hard enough. But I actually felt the horse put in quite well on Sunday and we're just trying to make the most of those 1,000-metre races before the end of the month with him and then he'll head to the paddock. But, yeah, gate one and Dave Perez on board, I think he gives himself every opportunity to put in a good run.
All right, out of the two, which is your preference?
I'll have to go with Trojan Storm. I think he's not been knocking on the door going from 0 to 60, 64, 66s, and I think he's been beaten, I think it's just around a length or just under the last four starts. So I think he's probably only got to bring close to his best, and he should be right there.
All right, well, in race three, which is the maiden over 1650, you've got Rose Haven's had three starts this time in. Hasn't really flattered. What can we expect from Rose Haven? Any improvement?
Yeah, look, we've decided to back the horse up on Sunday because she pulled up well and she never got an opportunity last week. Had a good gait and she sort of got shuffled back the whole run and then was unable to be extended throughout. So I feel this horse is going to be better over further and we get her on the grass. But got a lot of time for her and I feel that she's probably put in a couple of decent runs prior to last week that if she can get positioned on speed somewhere, I think she'd be in the top three. I'd be quite confident, actually.
Is it the run two starts back that we have to look at to get a guide as to where she's probably at?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, she couldn't get a run with the ballots of the maidens having not placed and we had to put her in that benchmark 60 and I feel she bloody near pinched it. And a run the next start back in her own grade was a good, honest run. We're just probably looking for further, and she's probably a true stayer that she just can't be held up. She's got a bit one pace from the 600, but unfortunately that's the luck of racing, and we just keep persisting.
All right, mate. Well, all the best on Sunday. I know everyone wants Cameron Thompson to get that winner just to break the ice. All the best on Sunday.
Thanks very much, Pete.